recognize that this is a Libra theme. Actually, you know, Moon is in Libra today.
Today, the Moon is in Libra, yes.
Yes, exactly. Which is a love story aspect.
That's why we're playing the song. Makes sense.
You know, Nevin gave some very good suggestions, actually, now to make the CD for the AM stations also, to put some segments. I think probably about 2-3 weeks we'll have it ready. It was such a good idea, you know, to have these little segments. Besides the intro, after about 10 minutes, we're going to go into celebrities, we're going to go into the astral insights. So the music automatically comes in, and you have a period of silence in between. So the whole CD, you don't have to cue in or anything at all. You just put in the CD, automatically plays the music when it's right. So I want to thank Nevin for that idea.
That sounds like a perfect idea. Nevin's a smart guy. I just wanted to remind our listeners that this is actually a perfect time for this hour to call Hassan and receive a reading from your chart. And the number to call is 1-888-268-4313, and that's all across North America.
So we're going to talk about today about some of the world events. And then we'll talk about the world billionaires.
Billionaires,
that's right. It's every sign of this zodiac. And then we'll take some calls. You know, I found it very interesting that Mars happens to be today, now in Gemini, like this week, in Gemini, late degrees Gemini, exactly where it was when the atom bomb was dropped.
Today.
That's strange, yeah. Well, this week, actually,
this,
you know, because it's a slow-moving planet. Yeah, because I found it so interesting.
Now, how many years ago was that?
This was in... I just had the chart somewhere. There it is, at a moment. Hiroshima was August 6, 1945, and Mars was in Gemini at that time. And, in fact, the United States, you can say, is born with Mars in Gemini. See, in the States, they have Mars in Gemini. So, it's like Mars and Uranus together. And Mars Uranus is also an act of freak accidents, the head and spine. It's like all this bombing and all that. And like Prince Adam is going through that aspect at personal level. But when Adam was dropped, actually Mars and Uranus were together at that time also again. It's a very strange aspect. And today, or this week, Mars has...
Hassan, you have a caller.
Okay,
we have a caller. Caller, hello? Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, who is this?
This is Lamont.
Lamont from?
Lamont. The Mercury in Sagittarius, I guess. You had Mercury in... You called last week, right?
Yes.
That's right. I do remember, yes. And I think you had... You had given the time, but I was actually in New York, actually. It was, I think my ex said that you had sent her an email.
The connection is pretty low.
I'm trying to remember. I do remember your chart. I think you were Sagittarius, right, Lamont?
Right. And I was. I didn't give you the time. It was 2:45 in the afternoon.
Oh, perfect. If you could just speak a little bit closer to the receiver, that would be fantastic.
Okay, Lamont. What's your date of birth, Lamont?
I was 12/10/45.
You know, the people from space always give 12/10/10/12, and we have exactly opposite to see.
So we get
a little
confused.
So it's December the 10th. 19.
What's the year? 19.
45.
Yes. And the time of birth was 2:10?
Morning or evening?
No, I'm sorry. It was, 2:45 or 46.
2:45. P.M. or A.M.?
It's P.M.
P.M.
And where were you born?
It was in the Bronx, in New York.
New York.
New York, okay. Just give me 2 seconds, we'll have a look. Any specific questions you had? Do you have a specific thing in mind, Lamont? Any? You discussed your chart last time.
Can you speak up just a little bit louder?
Do you have any questions, Lamont, for Hassan?
He was supposed to send me a chart.
No, actually, we're not sending a chat. We were saying if you want a report to be done, we can do that, you know. If you go on our site, because we get about 300-400 emails a day, actually, you can see.
Oh.
But all you do is just, if you go to the order form, you can select what you want, Mm-hmm. But basically, I'll just tell you something, you know, what's going on here, Jack. You're coming into a lot of money throughout next year. From end of this year throughout next year is one of the best assets. Once in about 12 years, when you get a brother's inheritance or raising large sums of money, it's an easy asset of money, something you don't really earn. And all shareholders, for example, like any time when people involve other people's money, that before that certain events are supposed to happen, you have a very strong lucky aspect in relationship this year, end of this year, especially about September, October, and then right after that, you have this financial aspect in your chart.
Uh-huh.
I just had to let you know.
Hmm.
Any other thing you'd like to know?
Yeah, health. I got, you know, sinus problems.
I
don't have the sneezing or the eye running. Just the stuffy.
Well, you're born with Taurus rising. Like, your Taurus is part of your 12th house. And 12th house indicates a major health house in the long run. So head area and ear, nose, and throat, you always have to be careful. And last July, till about this January, you were going through that a lot. Because, you know, Mars was in your 12th house at that time. In fact, about 2 weeks, end of April to about the first week of May is a bit of a stressful period for your whole age group. In fact, Bush is also from the same age group, and Clinton, all the age group will be susceptible to this because Mars will be touching off your Neptune. So you'll have to be a bit careful at that time. But it's not a major thing. I mean, you always do need to be careful, you know, and anything which has to do with the head area. That's
right.
But the financial aspect, end of this year, for buying and selling of cars, for moving, for investment properties, etc., you couldn't ask a better aspect. But next month, in May, you will need to be extra careful when it comes to driving, though.
Is there anything that you can recommend to him, Hassan, regarding his health and what he should be taking or changing in his lifestyle?
Well, you know, anybody who has got Taurus rising, just for example, they do need to be careful. For example, there are certain times when you are more susceptible than others now. Yeah. Okay, Lamont?
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, I wish people had more energy.
I think it's the...
Actually, Moon is in his sixth house today. So people tend to... it's a preventive aspect for health. It's one of the minor health houses, actually, today. So that's why he's thinking more about the health aspect. But the fact that he got in right away, speaking to a Sagittarius, is Moon touching off his Jupiter. Like, Moon is in Libra today. Exactly, touching off his Jupiter. It's actually a happy aspect. It's in his chart. But at the same time, he's got Moon touching off Saturn. Maybe that's why he's a bit subdued, you feel. Because on one side is happiness, on the other side is like a pathological depression. He's not just depression, but the Moon Saturn aspect makes you feel a bit tired. Also. And that's why, yeah. So, the nuclear thing that they're talking about, they're making a big deal of in Iran, you know. And I don't think they have to worry about it at all because I'm quite positive they're using it for peaceful purposes. Actually, they do need. They've been talking about it for a long time. They want free electricity. You know, I was really surprised to see this. You might expect this deal to be quite dogmatic and all that, but they're not. At least the chart, the birth of this new regime, has a lot of planets, at least 3-4 planets in Aquarius, which is a very futuristic aspect. That's how I was surprised. They have missiles, they have satellite thing they're doing, and the nuclear thing. But they have the aim, you know. They are, whatever they say, they usually do it. And many of these Greek tycoons used to deal with all kinds of countries, and they said there's one country we'll deal with on a handshake, and that is Iran. And these most dogmatic mullahs that they talk about, the other ones, like that. At that time, I think it was Rafsanjani was there. So I don't think there's any danger in this after at all, although I'm sure America is really quite rearing to go in there. All their friends are really wanting to do it, but not for, I mean, they're never going to attack. America, just like Saddam, was never going to attack, but other people's interests, unfortunately, are tied up there. So they would try to push it. Now, coming to those billionaires that we were talking about, you know, Britney Spears has Libra rising. And the last 2 days, Moon has been in her 12th house. Actually, just gone there. And I think she was in trouble because her son, I think, fell down from a high chair or something. You heard about that, yeah?
Yes, I did hear about that, yeah. So she got in trouble again with the baby issue. I think the last time was she didn't have the baby in the car seat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, she does need to be careful with Libra rising. That puts both Uranus and Neptune in the fifth house by transit. And Uranus is sudden focus with children. And Neptune has sort of a sad aspect about it. He's been there for some time. Very, very creative for music, etc., though. Like, it's interesting, Clinton, when his dog died, that was the same thing.
I think we have another caller, Hassan.
Okay.
Hello, caller. Welcome to It's All in the Stars. Hello. Okay, I think we lost our caller, so we'll just continue with our chart reading.
Okay. The other events, after about a day, Moon goes into Scorpio. When it goes into Scorpio, it becomes a real violent aspect throughout the world. For about 2.5 days, and you know, people seeing those in the news and all that. That's one aspect of it. There are so many different ways of offsetting, though. Now, we were talking about the world billionaires.
Billionaires.
So first, let's start with Oprah.
Okay.
So she's such a billionaire also. She's an Aquarius. And so in every sign we have some. In her case, it was mass communication. Her Mercury's in Aquarius. Aspect of Jupiter, which is all this mass communication. It's like a good preacher's chart. She has a very intense chart. In fact, she has some major hassles this year also. With Saturn touching off her, all the planets. She's got these two complete sides. One is very, when you get these dark moods. And I find that when people do not want to have any children, or for whatever reason, for example, or they are very much aware of their mortality, like Steve Jobs is born with that. Also, Bill Gates is born with that. Like, people know who are influencing masses, and if something happens, then they're very much keenly aware of that. And also, of course, it's good for being like a fighter for causes.
It's funny, I was always going to ask you that. She never really, I know she's dating Stedman, but she's never gotten married. Or she's never wanted a family, which I found odd for somebody of her nature.
I'm glad you're saying that, right, because you're a real woman. I always find that something that I find very difficult, especially if a person has sort of a nurturing aspect also. But in her case, she was supposed to take care of, like, humanity. She's a very humanitarian chart. So a lot of things that happen in a case, although she tends to use it, you know, that all these people, all the Scorpio events that happen in her childhood, I'm glad that she had a good attitude about her father, that he really put her through university and all that. He almost was a bit of a dictator. And she liked that aspect. In fact, in a man, she seeks that too. Especially a woman's relationship with a father, I think, is so important for that. But she's very, very independent, of course. So she's one of our first billionaires here. The next one is of Apple Computers. He is a Pisces, of course, and Steve Jobs. And they both had Mercury in Aquarius. Jules Verne had Mercury in Aquarius also, very futuristic. And of course, the Pixar, his company just sold to Disney. So it's got both analog and digital aspects. So the Pisces part is the dreamer part, and Aquarius is using the high tech and the new, like the iPod we have, for example, you know, even the volume control. It's got no buttons or anything in it. So in Pisces, we have Steve Jobs, Apple Computers. But you have to see how they made their money. Or was money the motivation? Because in both these people's cases, it wasn't. Like in her case, she made it in television by being a producer, and they're both like intellectual dictators. Both have Mercury in Aquarius, a fixed sign. And Steve Jobs is more for the television, but also the movie industry, and also a very strong humanitarian aspect. I mean, he completely changed the face of the aspect. And, supposedly, you know, there's quite a few $1 billion in too. In the sign of Taurus, George Lucas of Star Wars.
Really?
That's another one, yeah. Yeah, he's kind of a billionaire also. And his things are futuristic, but they also have this very basic type of people. The last time, I forget the name, you know, the Jamaican accent, that fellow. Like, he has these very weird type of figures. But the Taurus side also loves beautiful women. To be very much like normal also. Like, for example, Natalie Portman in that, like Queen Amidala. So that part is a Taurus part, and quite a lot of hard work, and I've gone in it. And in the sign of Gemini, you have to guess this one, of the, what was that show called, you know, the hit show just recently, Martha Stewart tried to join that also, the, what is that, Donald Trump.
Oh, The Apprentice.
That's right.
The Apprentice.
So he's a Gemini, but his money... get from real estate and all that, and he has Mercury in the sign of Cancer. And it's a Cancer side, and the Mercury in Cancer squared to Neptune. The Mercury in Neptune is like a saint and a con artist put together. So he's right to be sort of a preacher, sort of a good preacher. And it's interesting, even though he's had the best education, but there's a certain, almost like a bit of a class missing in his case. Like, you won't see the class, and yet he's got fantastic taste. But it's a bit of a, even though it's a bit of a gaudy taste, and I've stayed mostly at hotels and all that, but it's amazing taste. But Ivana actually was very, very creative.
I was just going to say, I think Ivana's missing from his life.
No, that's right.
Because she was, I believe, the reason, and you probably would know better, that she's the reason behind him, why he became such a...
But he was very successful in real estate, not about, but she comes, like, when I used to go to, say, the Plaza in New York.
She basically put the icing on the cake, right?
Oh, and she made it complete, she completely changed the whole thing around. Like, Plaza, you can almost not recognize it from inside. It was so drab, it's almost like a government building, but inside now she made it completely different. She's very clear, and she's very good in sales also, and even in writing. Well, she's quite a brilliant person, but she has a business sense. He has nothing son of cancer, and all the wheeling dealing, and some things that he says, I do like it. Like, for example, he said, when I bought a yacht from Adnan Khashoggi for $40 million, it wasn't a good investment until I sold it for $90
million. There's a caller on the line.
Hello? Yeah.
That's a funny situation there, Hassan. We have another caller on the line. Hello, caller.
How are you doing?
Hi, and who are we speaking with?
My name is Maurice Ramsey.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Maurice Ramsey.
I think you probably, can you turn your
radio,
your volume down, please, on the radio?
Good, Evan is trying to probably balance all these things for us. Okay, what's your date of birth?
Maurice, hello? I think we lost another caller. Maybe Maurice can call back at 1-888-268-4313.
I'm showing him still online. I don't understand.
Oh, we can't hear anybody.
Hello, Maurice.
Is it Maurice or...
I don't think he's there any longer.
I'm going to drop the line.
Okay.
Okay.
So back to our billionaires.
Yes. So Donald Trump, in his case, is Mercury Neptune aspect, which is, the sign of Cancer, like Capricorn, there's a certain sign, air signs do not have the wisdom, they have the intellect, they are the rational people, they're theoretical thinkers, and think more from the neocortical area of the brain. Whereas people of earth and water signs are more connected with that wisdom thing. Now, the fire signs, I find they have both the wisdom aspect plus the intellect theme, it's like a combination of both. And but they also feel a little kind of up the rest, like as if they have some kind of a hard time with God. And so in the sign of Cancer, so in this case, the wheeling, dealing, and calling the system, for example, and you have to be the
system. You have another caller?
He would have made a very, very good politician, actually, also. And then we have Cancer, the sign of Cancer. Let me think, who was the person? I remember Leo, of course, is Larry Ellison of Oracle, actually. And
you have a caller on the line.
I'm going to interrupt you, Hassan. We have another caller. Hello, welcome to All That's in the Stars. Hello, caller. Hello. I don't know what's going on with our phone lines today. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi there. Who's speaking?
Denise.
Denise. And Denise, where are you from?
I'm from St. Louis, Missouri.
Denise from St. Louis, and your birth date, please.
This wasn't for me. It was for my sons. I was calling in for them.
Oh, no problem. And their birth date?
12/27/95.
So December? That's December,
yes.
Right?
December 27th, 95.
Yes, they're twins.
Oh, and what time were they born?
They were born at 9:51 a.m.
I like that. Somebody who knows a.m.
Yes, I have bought a book and tried to do their chart myself. And all the planets, a whole line of planets came up in the 12th house. And I was wondering, is that bad or good?
In your chart?
No, their chart.
In theirs.
What is where were they born, by the way?
Cape Girardeau. Missouri.
Missouri.
Cape something. Okay, just give me one sec. Missouri is MI, is it? What's the abbreviation for it?
Excuse me?
The abbreviation for Missouri is?
M-O.
M-O, that's what we said.
Oh, M-O. Just give me 2 seconds. I've got it, yeah. Okay, you know, and looking at the judge, yes, you're right, they have plants in the 12th house, and are they both boys, a boy and girl, or whatever?
They're both boys.
Okay. Now, they are going to be real business people. Actually, they're going to have a bit of trouble in school because the school system is not made for people like them. They expect people to do their homework, and these little ones have a mind of their own. They like to get things their way. Now, the 12th house, you see, if you're using the 12th house quality, then it's fine. It depends what
yes.
you're doing. Now,
they're
only 10, shows,
and they're already planning their own business.
Absolutely, absolutely, that's right. They're total business people. They're both on the ethical side and the con part. Both aspects. But, and they're very single-minded. But eventually they live near the ocean, near the water. The cow shows being a bit anemic, you know, when they need more iron.
Yes.
And that the mother, or actually there was some sadness in the family, shows, are the parents together or not?
Yes.
Were they ever on a farm at all?
Do we live on a farm?
Were they either close to a farm or lived on a farm or anything?
Yes, we do live on a farm.
Ah, okay. Because that offsets it to some extent. Also, was one of the grandparents also on the farm?
One of the grandparents? No.
So you have started it, I guess. Can you just give me your date of birth? I just want to see how much you've inherited from whom. Just give me two seconds. What's your date of birth, Denise?
5/1/67.
So that would that be May?
May 1st.
1967, and I was born at 10:18 p.m.
10:18 p.m. And also in the same place, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, let me have a quick look at your chart, too. Okay, yeah, Mercury in Taurus. A very wise person, you know. Very down to earth. William Lilly was born like you, you know, the astrologer. Mercury in Taurus also. Very good in counseling, guiding, helping people, but you definitely are not the boss. So these two will be telling you what to do. Or they'll say nicely, Mom, can you please give me this and give me that? And
yes. Yes, they do that.
Yeah. And but last July till about this January, you had a very, very stressful period continuously.
Yes, I did.
But that's finished now, though. You must have, you know, many singles are born with Mercury in the sign of Taurus. It's a very musical sign. And the reason I want to see your chart, because their chart shows the mother being very deeply spiritual and also very musical, but also some aspect of either struggle or deep sadness. You know, when you're anemic, when you need more iron? Now, in women, it creates depression, like pathological depression. But in their case, in men, it makes them very single-minded. So they are quite, they have this very independent streak about them. But the 12th house just indicates somebody get involved with lots of medical supplies or research and digging up information. The part that I'm a little concerned about, they're both very sporting athletic, very, very obsessive. But they've got to be very careful of any scheming type of aspect. So hopefully they'll completely stay away from drugs, alcohol, these type of things. But they are born with this aspect of this freak accidents, the head and spine, that they need to be careful. Also the kneecap. So anything to do with dental things and kneecap, those are things they've got to be careful of. Like if a plant is transiting and it makes an aspect to those Capricorn plants, like last 2.5 years, there's a lot of hassles for them.
Okay.
But now the chance is gone. This year they've got a fantastic aspect between July, August, and September till about October when transiting Jupiter sets off all their chart. In fact, they've got an aspect of like world travel. This is actually a very lucky year for them to make money.
At their age, Hassan?
Yeah.
My goodness,
yeah.
What kind of...
It could also be that the parents are putting money on their trust account and all that. You know, so if you buy anything on their name, you should take advice from them.
They sit right now.
What kind of business are they planning on starting?
Excuse me?
You mentioned that they were planning a business. What type of business were they starting?
They want to build their own gaming business.
That could also be a 12th house theme. Because the 12th house is all this intrigue and mysteries and everything.
Good for them.
They're very considerate, but you know, they'll be very good in MBA. The certain course will be excellent, where they can apply the knowledge right away.
Yes.
They're not interested in theory.
They're very large. They're big-boned children. They're already asking them to be on the football team, and they're only 10.
Yeah, that's exactly that. The FMR is in Capcom also, but it also gets thrown with the kneecap, though. That's what you got to be careful of. But the Mars Neptune, it's like a drug addict's child, like a very obsessive, whatever they do. That can also use the immune system of the body to some extent, so they've got to be a bit careful of that. But this summer is excellent for them. And they might have a little problem with their feet, though, you know, when you can't find the right shoes and all.
Yes, we already have that problem.
Yeah.
They wear a men's size 12 already.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yes.
They're like young giants.
And
the girls are very beautiful women.
Yeah, I was just wondering what that meant, because I came up with, in the 12th house was the Sun, Mercury, Mars, Uranus, and Neptune, and I was like, wow, I never seen that before.
Right. Including Venus also.
Oh,
Venus
also
can make a person a bit more reclusive, actually.
Oh.
They're a bit erratic when it comes to love matters, relationships, that's true. Well, the 12th house, it's not necessarily a negative aspect. If you don't use the 12th house, I mean, 12th house can range from jails and institutions, or sometimes they develop a thing where they are, you know, hitting all these cops and everything, that's all 12th house too. Or they work in a basement at some point, for example, it has all that intrigue aspect. But that medicine is also 12th house. Like people like Kepler were born with that. And they've got this sort of a dry wit. A few words, but very effective. Actually, Elvis Presley was born actually in Capricorn, so they're very much in control.
Yes.
But it's an interesting chart, and they do have a very practical, inventive side. They have Uranus touching off that Mercury.
Right.
If it was in the sign of Gemini, it would be a totally neurotic chart. But in Capricorn, it's a very practical aspect.
Okay.
You know what you should do since they're twins? How far apart were they?
1 minute.
Wow.
One was nine.
You should have the report gun, because
my
reports are some of the best reports. It took me 6 months to write all those thousand paragraphs that go in it. You should get it, because the same report applies to both of them.
It's very strange, but every time something happens to one, it happens to the other.
Really?
But you know what's really interesting?
You should keep it. You should send me an email, you know, about different things that happen, because I'm very much interested in that. Because it is true that they both will feel very run down at the same time. Like today, they were supposed to be into money. Yesterday, today, till about tomorrow. Actually, tonight, the moon is going into the ninth house, which shows, if you read my book, it says, actually, I should give my book to Ingrid to read. Ingrid, just read this to Denise. So what is happening in their chart, even though you may not even realize, just read number 9, just the first 2-3 lines. Discussions
with professors, priests, astrologers, publishers, and lawyers.
And philosophy. They don't even notice, or maybe they know, that here we are speaking about astrology.
Well,
it actually says,
it says legal matters,
courses,
philosophy, visas, going to the airport. Are they going on a trip?
All the 9,000 teams, that's right, yeah. But I'm wondering if they bought something today or if they gave any money
right
today.
Not that you know of. You never know with them, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I took one
to the hospital because he had fell and hurt his eye, and I came home from the hospital, and the other one had got stung by a wasp in the same eye.
Can you just read the other side of that?
Excuse me.
Of number 8, because it's actually in number 8 going into 10. If you read number 8 here.
This one here has it?
Yeah.
Easy to get credit, but do not overextend yourself. That's
something. There's something about the morbid thoughts or something.
Often reminded of life and death matters, tiredness, and morbid thoughts.
That's right. It is. It's a very strange aspect, no? So what happened, actually?
Oh, one had fell. And he had hurt his eye. I had to take him to the hospital, and I came home with him, and the other one had been outside playing with the dog and got stung by a wasp in the exact same eye. And then about a year later, they had fell outside in the back, and one had hurt his cheek, and then the other one fell that same night and hurt the same cheek. It's just constant stuff like that.
Actually, the teeth, they always have to be careful of dental things, skin, teeth, and bones. Those are the main area and the back, the spine.
Yeah, it just seems strange how that constantly keeps happening to one does something, the other one always does it too.
Really? They can offset each other's theme also, you know? Like you see, the obsession is predictable, and when it happens, but what they do with the obsession, of course, is their free choice.
Right.
But nothing halfway there.
They're very obsessed with collecting things also.
That's all the 12th house, you know? The 12th house is like collection, hidden things, exactly, yeah.
Right.
And, but they have a deep spiritual side also. You know, every time they're near the ocean, near the water, they'll be very good with senior citizens, for example. For the landscaping, like it's got a faculty enterprising chart, yeah.
Okay,
my dear. And by the way, they'll both marry women who are very unconventional, erratic, but stand out in a crowd.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And you should take up singing. You should definitely take up singing.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, Denise.
Thank you, Denise, for calling.
Bye-bye.
Isn't that interesting that twins are like that, that one, if something happens to one, it'll happen to the other?
Absolutely.
Does that happen in most twins charts, or is it just usually the ones that are born
not,
so quickly?
Theme is there. Like I actually have a twin sister, and here we are on air, and the other one is actually flying to London right now. For my niece, you know, we both gave exactly the same present. It was so amazing, you know. When they opened it from the same store we had taken it, she lives way away from me.
Your twin sister?
Yeah.
Isn't that
the
amazing?
Same designer place, and we both gave it to her daughter, my niece, you know, on this baby shower or something. You know, we had given a present, and they opened her present, and they opened my present. Exactly.
Gave the exact same gift. That's amazing. So, that's amazing. Well, I'm just going to remind the callers about our number before we get into a conversation. It's 1-888-268-4313. And please go ahead and call and test Hassan with his talents and his gifts that he's been given, and let him read your chart. And, you know, any questions you may have, just ask him. Feel free to ask. Right, Hassan?
Yes, absolutely. And, of course, our website is astrotrends.net. That's astrotrends.net. Oh, it's time for the other billionaires now.
The billionaires. Back to the billionaires.
Yeah. So Leona Helmsley. Remember the Hotel Empire? That one. She was born under a sign of Cancer. She was a billionaire too. She is still. And under Leo, of course, you have Larry Ellison of Oracle. Now, it's interesting, you know, both Larry Ellison and Steve Jobs, they're both adopted, actually. Both billionaires, both into computers. Very interesting. So it's quite flamboyant, actually, also, Leo. And the Virgos, this is not an easy sign normally, but Warren Buffett, he was born with that. He's supposed to be the second richest man in the world, actually. And, you know, IBM, I think Warren Buffett. Under Libra, we have...
You have another call.
Hassan, I'm going to have to interrupt you and put Libra on hold. We have another caller. Welcome, caller, to It's All in the Stars. Hello?
Yes.
Hi, who are we speaking
Jackie
with?
Jackie, I'm from St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm sorry, your first name?
Jackie.
Jackie from St. Louis, Missouri. And your birth date?
It's 4/29.
Can you say the month? Like, which month is that?
April,
yeah.
29th, 1949.
I can hardly hear anything.
Is April 29th and the year?
1949.
Jackie, if I could just get you to speak up a little bit louder, that would be really fantastic for us.
And I was born at 12:18 a.m. in St.
12:18 a.m.
in St. Louis, Missouri.
In St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay. Hi, Jackie.
Good evening.
Jackie, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you're the sign of Taurus. Yeah, you're Mercury in the sign of Taurus, and very much like that lady who had called before. Are you related to her?
No.
No. You actually have Moon in Pisces, just like the twins. But you have Moon-Jupiter conjunction, which is a spiritually very enlightening aspect, actually. It's like you have, it's like a spiritual bliss. You have Mars in the sign of Leo. This is the dramatic, the theatrical side of you that is getting touched off by Saturn right now. In fact, throughout this summer, to about next summer, you will have to be a bit careful in terms of relationships. There's a major test going on there, you know. You're born under the sign of Taurus, as you know, with Mercury and Venus both in the sign of Taurus as well. And you're a very, very loyal person. So any form of separation and divorces are very, very hard on you. And so whenever you go through this testing period, you must, the way you decorate your place, your home must be quite nice, actually. All the art, beauty objects as home and Royal Doulton. You like that, right?
Primarily the garden more than the house, yeah.
Oh, yes, absolutely, yeah. Or the garden, that's right, because the Taurus side, yeah. And also, you see, though, the lake, the ocean, the water, that's all the Pisces got. You really tend to respond to that a lot. You're on your way up. See, planets are moving up, actually, in your chart. This is a very good year as far as learning or any business aspect and taking any courses, for example. Very philosophical year. In fact, if you want to travel abroad, this would be one of the best years for it. Because you have Jupiter right on top in the ninth house. It's not a coincidence if you're speaking to a Sagittarius from a foreign country, foreign lands. That's all the ninth house teams. You know, in a very spiritual year. At the same time, there's a bit of a confusing aspect going on because Neptune is touching off your Mercury. Just like most Taurus, Leos, Scorpios, and Aquarius are going through that sort of confusing, very creative period. But it's like a very romantic period because romance thrives on deception. And so that's another Neptune thing. But it does make you more spiritual. Everything which is very stable becomes a bit unstable, which forces you to become more spiritual. And
yeah.
So for creativity, for all of that, it's excellent. But it's a very strange aspect. We cannot quite put a handle on life. The only thing which I would suggest is avoid any get-rich-quick schemes. Be careful of psychic fraud. Like, there's so many people who are very strange in this aspect, you know. Have you ever had your child done before?
Oh, yeah, a long time ago, yeah. Oh,
really?
Yeah, I had, and I was just... When I was thinking of part of the reason I called it's because of I had a transit, but it was really hard to interpret it, especially the part that you were just saying about the Neptune and the spirituality.
Oh, yes. Well, Neptune is talking about, it's just starting that. You know, you have some very beautiful aspects this year. Actually, your Mars in Aries, actually. But Moon was in Taurus when you were born. You were born right after New Moon, actually. And Saturn is touching off that, which tends to age people. People feel very tired and distraught, so they become a bit more anemic. You need more iron. And also, the parents have to be extra careful of their health. But any sort of relationship difficulty and all that testing period is finished by June of this year. And July, August, September, and October is fantastic for communications, any signing of documents, for any negotiations, etc. Excellent for that, actually.
Oh, all right, so July through September in that area?
I'm sorry?
July through September, or was it July through August for signing contracts?
July through October.
October.
July, okay. August. It starts out of July, then becomes very strong in September, October, November. This is also a very good year for buying or selling a property. In fact, for renovation of property, it offsets a lot of negative themes. But you've been feeling very tired, right?
Yes.
Just make sure you give yourself enough more physical rest and sleep. And also one of the parents, they have to be more careful of their health. Because it shows a bit of a depleting health, you know? And even the eyesight. But you also will have happy aspects at the same time. So just pace yourself. You're a very grounded child, but you're in a brand new 7-year period. So when you really like property and real estate, land, etc., this is excellent for that. And the parents are moving up, so you become more and more involved with the public. What do you do,
that
Jackie?
Yeah, that just happened, matter of fact. I was invited as a guest speaker to a conference, so that was interesting that you said that. I was just wondering about the energy part, because that was part of the reason why I was calling, because
you're worried about that?
Too much, or what?
The energy one?
Yeah, just feeling tired, that you mentioned.
The energy part. You mean that you're feeling depleted.
Yeah.
So it just means that, you know, see, you have no iron right now. So you need more sleep, but and you might get one extra wrinkle or You might see a little bit of silver hair, for example, but it's only temporary. A little creaking joints, and say, oh my God, I'm getting old. Everybody ages at a certain time, you know, but right after that, this summer, you feel great again.
Oh, great.
For certain people, it's very good. When I get this aspect, I'm able to accomplish a lot. Because I'm not a very disciplined person. I do like 50 different projects at the same time. You are very, very focused. So in your case, for example, you'll feel this more because you don't need any more discipline. You, as it is, very patient. You finish your homework. I was less than 19 when I graduated in my engineering, but that was because my intelligence rather than my patience. And I always used to go like 1 hour late in my school and then for my exam. So leave it about at least an hour before. You would finish all your homework. I would do, no. So you're very patient. That's why you're excellent in counseling, guiding, helping people. You remind me of Freud, actually. He had Mercury in Taurus go to Pluto like you. You also find this in Beverly Hills in obedience training.
What is it that you actually do, Jackie?
I'm a director of a center for applied anthropology. And,
beautiful. That's fantastic.
Yeah,
perfect for you.
It's a fun thing, but they don't.
Because anthropology is all the Taurus side. You love the history.
Yeah, I just need the money to keep it going, that's all.
from July, August, September, and October.
Oh,
it'll be
excellent
for you.
Oh, excellent.
Right. See, July, right about October. You should get your report, Daniel. But you should email me at, if you'll go to astrotrends.net, astrotrends.net, and you can email me and, if you have any questions and all that, and we'll look at your thing. Because the reports are quite good, actually. They give you the exact timing of when is the best time to do what.
Yeah.
And it's not like
right.
A destined aspect that this will happen. Like, for example, certain things are destined. For example, when you feel, if you're involved with Earth, this is the best aspect for it. Saturn touching off Moon. If you buy an older property that you renovate, for example, that's a very powerful way of offsetting the theme. See, the last 2.5 years were a lot of hassles in your chart. All that part is completely gone now.
I was talking about a car now.
Okay, my dear.
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, Sylvester.
Thanks for calling, Jackie.
One of these days we'll get all the lines fixed and we'll have all these.
No, I think our lines are fine tonight, Hassan. I think maybe she wasn't speaking
in
the receiver.
I'm extremely, extremely sensitive to these things. So I'm performing at about 20% of my potential. Because the slightest aspect, there's a phone thing, for example, if it seems it's like a cell phone, for example, always, you know.
Well, let's change your energy level. Let's get a really loud caller to call in at 1-888-268-4313. So we're looking for somebody that's very loud, so Hassan's energy level can jump up through the roof.
Well, a fire sign, that's what we need.
You need a fire sign. Not just
that's
me,
right.
Somebody else. So let's get back to our billionaires in the meantime.
Yes. So in Libra, it is Ralph Lipscher. And he was born in Bronx, actually. And actually, he changed his name. I'm trying to remember. He's into fashion. You know Ralph Lauren?
Yes.
That's him.
That was his last name? I had no idea.
It was, it was like Lifshitz.
Well, good for him.
He changed it to Ralph Lauren.
No, he's a household name.
Yep. Yeah. And the sign of Libra, fashion, clothing, cosmetics, jewelry, exactly.
And he's one of the billionaires of the world.
Yes.
Unbelievable. I had no idea.
Then we have in Scorpios, of course, we have our favorite Bill Gates.
Of course.
But it's interesting, you know, people really underestimate him a lot because Scorpio side is very much motivated by causes. They are never motivated by money. They love the power. They love the control that has. But he has Mercury in the sign of Libra. And it's a sign of a team player. Because then there are many people became multimillionaires. People really say lots of negative things about him, but he is, he's probably the biggest philanthropist in the world also. And even for literary aspects of some of the things that he's creating, they are amazing, actually. You'll see the new system coming out, I think, in September or so. Very much like Mac, actually. And all the docking and all that, exactly like that. So, he actually hired 150 of the top engineers of Apple. When Apple was hiring all these people, very smart aspect. So, because Libra is a conceptual thinking, it's a vision. And then you have Sagittarius, actually his chart and Bill Gates' chart and Apple Steve Jobs. They get along really, really well, actually. Apple Steve Jobs is more of a dictator. He's not a team player. If something happens to him, the whole Apple collapses. Whereas with Bill Gates, he's got a whole team together. He's much more of a team player in that aspect. And he's not a maverick. You know, he's not like an industrial dictator at all. He's always willing to listen to the other side and got a very good legal mind, actually. That's why he's always in the law courts. When the sense of fairness and justice is violated. So, in Sagittarius, and his chart is very much like mine, actually, is Steven Spielberg. Also Sagittarius, but he has that moon in Scorpio, aspect to Saturn and Pluto, which is sort of a nasty aspect. You know, it's a negative thing. It's like all the dinosaurs. I could never, I mean, I'm off the deck, you know, but I would never have these dinosaurs kind of chilling and all that aspect. Because I have a strange mind for that. But it's a very, very lonely placement for him. Like his Venus in Scorpio, but moon in Scorpio aspect, that part is very sort of vindictive theme. That's why he always writes about all these, the Holocaust theme. Then
there's a call on the line.
We have another caller, so we'll get back to Spielberg in a minute and all the terrifying things that he does on screen. Hello, caller.
Hello?
Hello, caller. You're on It's All in the Stars. Who are we speaking with?
Yes, my name is Maurice Ramsey. I called you before, but we were cut off.
Oh, is this Maurice?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Maurice. Maurice, where were you from again? The Bronx, correct?
I can't hear you.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, that's right. And Maurice, what was your birth date?
My birth is 1/15.
So is it January? Maurice?
Maybe you can ask the callers if they can actually say the month.
Yeah,
the
if you could just give us the month first
January,
actually telling us. So January 15th, correct?
1945.
And where were you born, Maurice?
In the Bronx.
That's right. You were born in the Bronx. I knew the Bronx was there somewhere. And do you know your time of birth, Maurice?
Yeah, but it was 10:30 in the morning.
10:30 a.m.
10:30 a.m. Have you ever had your child done before, Maurice?
No, I haven't.
Actually, Hassan, we should look at his chart to see why he got cut off, because it should be in his chart that he got cut off.
I'll go to wrong phone.
Mercury in Capricorn, that's very insightful of you to say that, because it does tie in with his chart. He's got Mercury-Saturn opposition and Mercury in Capricorn. Most left-handed people are born with that. Was there anybody left-handed in your family, do you know, Maurice?
Hello?
Is anybody left-handed in your family?
What are you saying?
Hello, Maurice. No. Is anybody left-handed in your family?
Nobody left-handed in my family.
Nobody is.
But where's your family from, by the way?
Well, nobody I know.
What?
Your family is from where? The Bronx?
My family's from the Bronx. My father, he's American Indian, and my mother from Antigua, West Indies.
Okay. The reason I'm saying is because there are certain cultures you do not let children write with a left hand. And so they don't mind. You have a bit of a dictatorial chart, actually. Your chart reminds me of Mao Zedong, Jean Chrétien, Michael Manley of Jamaica, Boris Yeltsin, and Reagan. So you don't waste words. Quite hardworking.
Yeah.
Very romantic, like Casanova a little bit.
Wow, Casanova.
Yeah, that's at Venus and Pisces. But you do have the ability to have long-term relationships. You have a Venus, Saturn, trine. This is a very good year for you, by the way. And you have Mars also aspect with Saturn. So in the long run, you definitely need to be careful of accidents, kneecap, dental things.
Oh, wow, good. Yeah, I was laid up. I was laid up for 2 months. I was laid up for 8 months in the hospital with a knee replacement.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, this is something. Unfortunately, you were born. This is the last 2-3 years, right?
Huh?
Last 8 months.
When was this?
This was happened in 2004.
Right. That's right. The last 2.5 years. That's right. Exactly. Because Saturn was touching off that same package. Every 7 years, this repeats itself, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So next time around 2009 or 10, you have to be very careful. So every 7 years, this has to happen. The same thing, why you'd be, you know, you have difficulty with the father, for example, or anyone who represents authority. But whenever you're near the ocean, that's fantastic for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, you also enjoy music very much. You have Venus and Pisces. It's a kind of beautiful placement to have. You have a actually not Leonardo Vinci, Casanova, as I said, but it's a very idealistic type of placement. And you're going to a bit of an erratic phase. This is quite a positive aspect for being with the right person, but it's a bit unstable. But when it comes to your energy level, it's fantastic for any recuperative power, for buying or selling of cars, for travel, for negotiations, because you really need to be your own boss.
Okay.
It's difficult for you to work for other people.
Okay, well,
a lot of struggle in your life, but this year you have a lot of rewards also.
Okay.
What do you do, by the way?
I am a spiritual healer. Also, I'm a Reiki master.
Oh, I see. You must have quite strong hands, actually. You see, the Saturn Mercury always makes strong hands, but you have very good business sense as well.
Yes.
So you do have a spiritual side. Maybe that's why the romantic aspect comes in also, the Venus and Pisces. So do you spend a bit extra time
on the female?
I bet you it does Venus and Pisces. And they keep going back. But he's also real charming also. He's quite witty, actually. Sort of a dry wit. But excellent hands for shiatsu is the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
So in Reiki, do you touch the person at all or not?
No, I do not. I don't touch.
You need to be in shiatsu where you actually touch. But then you'll get into trouble.
I guess so. No, I don't have to touch. It just come forth.
Maurice, do you have any questions for Hassan?
Oh, no. He
basically covered it all, did he?
This is one of the best years for you till about August, September.
August, September.
You really have fantastic aspects. This time you'll become like a gambler in a positive way. Because you're cautious. Everything has come to you from your own efforts, you see.
Yeah.
You hate obligations. You work. You love working hard.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily you've got this romantic side. If you didn't have that aspect, you'd become a total workaholic.
Ah.
But this year is very high recuperative powers from every aspect, from communication point of view, from infusing business. The only thing is, you do need a bit more physical rest and sleep, because you are getting Saturn touching off that moon. So it does tire people, and it does make them a bit anemic. Till about summer of this year, like Denise
okay.
had called to them, she had the same thing. But by about June, July, this aspect finishes.
Yeah, because I was planning to start back in my work, because I laid up for about 2 years. I'm starting to get back on it to my Reiki and starting in June.
You know what I would suggest is you should take up some swimming or just being in the water, you know, if you can. That would really help you a lot.
In the water?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
That would really help you. And also even the spine, because you have an active, like your whole parasympathetic nervous system with the spine, you do have that moon in Aquarius afflicted by Pluto.
Ah.
It gives good insight. That's actually good for visual things. Like at some point, for example, you get into videos and all. But a good business sense, but certainly with the authority, you will have all kinds of conflicts, though.
Okay.
But people grow, like you tend to grow on people, like, for example, long term. The only thing you got to be careful is you're on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
Like whatever you take, for example, as far as, like this year, even for learning, it's fantastic.
Okay,
it's a very
yeah.
philosophical, spiritual frame of mind.
All right, thank you.
Okay,
yeah, thank you so much for your time.
Good luck.
Thanks for calling back, Maurice.
Okay, now.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
We have very
good
little
night.
Time, so.
Yeah, we actually, Hassan, we only have about 5 more minutes.
2 minutes, probably.
Yeah, so we'll get back to the billionaires.
Well, we almost finished here. Spielberg is a Sagittarius, and he made it from mass communication. He does have Mercury Pluto trine, actually, which gives a nice wisdom aspect at a conscious level. The subconscious level, he's a loner. That's why E.T. describes him perfectly. You know, that he has E.T. for Duncan's modest days,
yes,
and hiding
yes,
for everyone,
yes.
and everybody chasing him. His whole life aspect, actually. And then there's Capricorn. And the last one, which is, of course, Howard Hughes. He's very magnetic. He actually squires some of the most beautiful, glamorous women, more than anyone that we know. And because he had a lot of Sagittarius planets. He was actually Capricorn, a lot of Sagittarius planets. He broke a lot of world records. Totally marvelous. He made billions. And he always used to have these billions, as far as the taxes continues to hire the best tax accountants. So he never paid a single penny. really like into divine truth, but completely opposite to man-made rules. So the Capricorn side also in the long run became very recusable. So that's another. But I like Donald Trump in this aspect because he really enjoys the family and his beautiful women. He's actually not, he's not like a playboy, as some might think, but he really loves his family and being like that father role. He's got that cancer side to him also, even though he's a Gemini. So my dear, till next time, we'll have to say goodbye, and hopefully by next time we'll have the line also. And we wish everybody good luck. I think it is 11 o'clock almost.
So we wish everybody a good night, and thank you for calling in to all our callers and our listeners. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week at 1-888-268-4313 is the number you can call next Wednesday between 10 and 11. And in the meantime, if you have questions for Hassan, you can email him at stargaze@astrotrends.net. That's stargaze@astrotrends.net. And we also have a number for you if you'd like to call 416-497-9000. Once again, that's 416-497-9000. And that's a direct line to Hassan.
You know, if they want to subscribe to our newsletter, it's a free newsletter for the time being, they can always come to astrotrends.net.
That's right.
astrotrends.net. And when they click on newsletter, they'll see it. And they can subscribe themselves. Thank you very much.
God bless. Good night.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program. And we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.